Earlier Monday, we heard about the first case of COVID-19, the illness caused by the coronavirus, to hit Larimer County. Later in the day, we learned of two additional cases, one in Eagle County and one in Denver. That brings the total up to 11 presumptive cases in Colorado. Between these new cases, closures, and quarantines, there's a lot happening, including how leaders and health officials are reacting. KUNC's Michael DeJuana joins us with more. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Aaron.
There's been a lot of news on this since the first presumptive case was announced only last Thursday. That was a man who had traveled to Italy and then visited Summit County. What do we know about the cases so far?
Right. Most of the cases are kind of like that one. They involve people who are traveling. You mentioned Italy. That's also where a woman in her 40s went before becoming a coronavirus case in Douglas County. In one of the two cases in Denver, the patient had been on an international cruise. So travel is something to watch for.
Is that how the virus is spreading into Colorado?
Well, we don't know. But at this point, health experts say, you know, recent travel is one of the indications they look for in determining if a person might have the virus.
Okay. I imagine people are searching symptoms madly. How do people know if they have the virus or might have the virus?
Yeah, health experts say a person could be carrying the virus for up to 2 weeks, maybe even more, before showing signs of symptoms. But it could feel like the flu or a cold because the symptoms are fever, cough, shortness of breath. In more severe cases, infections can lead to issues like pneumonia.
Right. Michael, we went from no cases less than a week ago to now 11 cases as of Monday afternoon. Do we know what accounts for the uptick in these diagnoses? Is it just that Colorado has just begun testing for the disease?
Yes, certainly that's part of it. Testing became available only about a week ago on March 2nd. Also, there are more than 500 cases in the United States now, so it's not like Colorado's an outlier. Other states have many more cases than Colorado, and it's in most states at this point, and it spreads, you know, like we said, like the flu. So health officials say that's hard to prevent. They're working to contain cases as best they can.
And of course, there's the increased risk to vulnerable populations, people with chronic health issues such as diabetes, people with compromised immune systems, as well as older adults.
Right. That's why health officials will turn to quarantines of people who've come into contact with people who've been diagnosed with the virus. In Denver, 7 people were placed on quarantine last week for exactly that reason.
Wow. So how do health officials identify those people who might be linked to a COVID-19 case?
Well, what's going on today in Larimer County is a perfect example of that. A woman in her 50s is considered a presumptive virus case, pending official confirmation from a federal lab. She's also contracted pneumonia, and this has triggered an investigation by the state and by the county. I spoke with Larimer County's Director of Public Health, Tom Gonzalez, about that.
So, yeah, behind the scenes, there's lots of phone calls. If you make that one call, and another couple phone calls build from that phone call. We just try to piece that all together and get all the information as much as possible at that time.
So in other words, your phone might ring if health officials believe you've been exposed. The aim is to isolate potential cases and to prevent the virus from spreading. And then there's this advice that health officials just keep repeating.
If you are coughing and sneezing, you can prevent that by sneezing in a tissue or your armpit and washing your hands often. And if you are sick, or if you've got a fever, if you've got a respiratory, stay home. And if it gets worse, absolutely seek your medical home, your medical provider.
I've been practicing washing my hands for 20 seconds or more.
Yeah, it's not always easy. Sanitizer too.
So what about people experiencing symptoms? When should someone go to get tested? If you have any symptoms of it, is it good to know so you don't accidentally spread it to at-risk populations?
Right. So if your case is mild, just stay at home. You know, call in sick to work. But if it gets worse, see a doctor. And if possible, call first so they can prepare for your arrival. That especially includes the emergency room. As far as access to care or affordability, there are a lot of questions, and I haven't been able to get solid answers yet. There has been some action on that front. Today, Governor Jared Polis signed an order to remove cost barriers for patients who are tested. It directs insurers in the state to waive copays, coinsurance, and deductibles, as well as some associated prescription and telemedicine costs.
Okay. And how do I know if I qualify for that?
Well, as we know, many people can't afford insurance, even if they have it, right? But if you are insured, pull out your insurance card, and if it has the letters CODOI or CO-DOI, you should be covered.
And a lot of times that's kind of in that bottom right-hand corner of your insurance card.
Exactly.
KUNC's Michael DeJuana, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And we'll continue to follow the coronavirus as the story develops. In the meantime, what questions do you have? Do you want to know more about how to be prepared? Response plans in your schools or at the state capitol? Let us know what questions we can dig into at kunc.org/curious. Or send us an email at coloradoedition@kunc.org.